I return after more than 20 years away. I used to think that Lebanon was where I came from, but I am not Lebanese, I am Palestinian. I still find, no, catch myself saying, I am Palestinian. I return to capture and film the faith I escaped, these forgotten ones, disconnected from the social fabric, outcasts, deprived of jobs and equal rights, yet who are expected to relish in their oppression as it provides them with the blessings of memory. How can I walk towards my people, towards myself? How can I walk towards my passion and my voice? I am a river that rejects, swallows, rages, flows in and out of these camps. Obsessed, I hold my camera, my pictures are my words. How can I walk towards myself, towards my people? My blood is on fire, my history a heap of ruins. I seep into the camps which so many Palestinians refuse to call home. Home is the land beyond the forbidden border, the place that relatives have talked about for over 50 years. Home is a village, no longer tangible. Here I am with a backpack, a camera bag, and footsteps rambling down unpaved roads that return to nowhere. From 1,000 airports I came, to 1,000 airports I will be gone. But there is only one nation that I say I am a part of. Palestine unites those who would not otherwise be united. They tell me about fleeing across the Allenby Bridge, escaping from their homes in Jerusalem, only to be lonely together in refugee camps in Syria, Lebanon. Much like the other 750,000 Palestinians, they found themselves exiled in 1948. 100,000 fled north to Lebanon. Today, these people and their descendants constitute the population of the Palestinian camps throughout Lebanon. When I arrived in October 2001, there were over 376,000 Palestinian refugees. I never understood why we kept him away from my dad in his seemingly endless pursuit of jobs across the world. I eventually realized that many jobs were forbidden to Palestinians. Even today, we are forbidden for over 7 in Lebanon. Unemployment and poverty rates are the highest among Palestinian populations here than in any other Palestinian enclave worldwide. Born here, yet we remain foreigners. 53 years of counting, refugees and students. Left Lebanon in 1982. That summer, Israel invaded Lebanon. For 88 days, Beirut lay under siege, non-stop subjugation to air raids, naval bombardments, tank shelling, heavy artillery barrages, mortars, rocket launchers. My mother lies in a state of hysteria, perpetually agonizing over the seemingly disastrous fates of both her mother and brother. Amazingly, they survived. My grandfather did not. In the first 3 months, 1,000 Lebanese Palestinian civilians were dead. Israel attacked Lebanon to destroy the PLO, a physical attempt to remove an intangible lust for Palestine. A negotiated settlement that summer led to the PLO's withdrawal from Lebanon, resulting in the absence of a militia to protect the camps, and feeble resistance to what would happen next. On September 17th, the Israeli invasion culminated in the massacre in the Beirut refugee camps of southern Shatila. Lebanese phalangists collaborating with Israeli troops murdered over 2,000 Palestinian civilians in 48 hours of continuous carnage. I stared in disbelief at the TV when only 12. Now, some 19 years later, I listen to first-hand accounts of the horrors of genocide. I can't blame Abu Hassan for the wrath and betrayal he feels. The U.S. supplies Israel with the vast majority of its means of devastation. Everything. Apache helicopters, F-15 fighter jets, rocket launchers, tanks, ammunition, and not least of all, professional military training. I first realized that my grandparents were lying to me. They told me that the sounds and flashes outside were thunder and lightning. A few days later, it struck me that when I woke up, the ground was wet. If anything, it was engulfed in flames. There was American bombs actualizing their destruction, by Israeli forces. Much of Abu Hassan's sentiment, we're not the terrorists in this deadly way. We've fallen victim to portrayals based in fear. How do I tell Abu Hassan that for much of my life, I fear the Palestinian reality? People ask me to answer, lacking only in kindness, with mumble malicious words like, oh, she's a terrorist. The more they express these, the more I veil my identity. The more they said it, the more I envied real terrorists. Their stereotypes angered me, hindered me, because I only allowed me to gain her place. But what exhausted me most was the massacre at Palestine War. Beyond all this, I have, we will always possess them, and its painful, anguished calmness, in spite of the disdain and hatred we channel to the holocaust erected on our land, and only to that of contradiction, undoubtedly, we are. Shatila, I stumbled into the head supervisor for all Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon. Munira works for, yet acknowledges the inherent flaws in, the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA. UNRWA was established in 1950 to provide humanitarian assistance, covering essentials, housing, food, medicine, and education. Munir was just as lost and upset as the refugees. He earnestly seeks to ameliorate life in the camps, but lacks the means to. UNRWA is financed almost entirely by donors, and possesses less than $300 million a year to abet the miseries of 4 million refugees. Alone. I do not belong. I try to understand you. I'm on my feet. The distance shrinks. But we're not in Palestine. Our geography is imaginary. Our desire projected. Desire to build a spatial reality wherein we all can fit. Palestine has expanded into a crossroads of competing meanings. Come to me alive. فمروان أبي نتمنى تتحرر فلسطين سنة الجمعتين. آية محمود أبي نتمنى تتحرر في 3 سنين. بس كيف بدي أقولكم يا أولاد، حتى لو تحررنا في جمعتين في 3 سنين أو 50 سنة، ما فينا نرجع على بيوتنا. أصلنا من حيفا، من عكا والقدس، بلدان هلأ جزء من إسرائيل. أجدادنا معهم المفاتيح وأوراق الملكية لبيوت شافت آخر أيامهم. The right of return that you all dream of, isn't it just a dream? Haven't you, we, been abandoned by the world? If Arafat doesn't even care about you, why should Sharon? The peace process never even mentioned the right of return. It's as if you and all the rest of the 4 million Palestinian refugees, it's as if all 8 million of us shall be the Atlantis of humankind, lost in the depths of the sea. Throughout our time moving from country to country, my grandfather only asked for his body to be interred in Palestinian soil. Time kills all but dreams, and my grandfather too succumbed to inevitability. His remains, geographically distant from our homeland. Meanwhile, my grandmother no longer speaks of return. Now, she only seeks to be buried next to him. Abu Hassan. كمان فيلم عن اللاجئين الفلسطينيين مش رح يغير شيء، ولا الأفلام ولا الكلام رح يرجعون على أرضنا. But these camps are full of poets, singers and filmmakers, the founders of a beautiful script, of sharp notes and harmonious scenes. Can they, we, not hold one rein in the carriage of our destiny? Is our assistance truly worthless? Images trap power in this future of Hassan. For decades we've been painted with big brushes and dark colors. Why not alter our image? Are there not different facets of every war? Logistics, strategies, tactics, morale. Can they not individually assert themselves as pivotal battles? Should we not win all of our struggles, Abu Hassan, simultaneously if possible? And if my battle shall be won with words and images? After the creation of the State of Israel in 1948, 750,000 Palestinians were displaced from their ancestral, historical, physical towns and villages. Today, an estimated 4 million Palestinian refugees comprise the world's largest refugee community. Statistically, the largest unresolved refugee crisis of the 20th and now 21st century. Time marches forward, yet still no promise of the homeland has been actualized. Memories translate into dreams, yet still no promise of a return exists.